Dad.
Good morning, FBI World and AKBP.
Good afternoon, Wally. KF8F.
Good afternoon. So, how goes the battle?
all goes well, it's raining today, so can't really do anything outside, so I think I'm just gonna relax today. I don't have anything to move anymore. I've got one more lawn cutting and then I'm done with that place.
Well, but isn't your new yard bigger? I know the house, I thought you said the house was bigger, but what about the yard? Is that bigger?
Yeah, it's about 3 times bigger. So, but I won't have to do, I probably won't have to do anything this year, because by the time we occupy the place, I think it's going to be like October, and I might have to do leaves, but I don't know if we'll reach the deadline to put sod in. I think you can put sod in the fall, but I don't know when they recommend to do that.
Me either. Well, that's going to be a toughie. Well, but I'm sure they know. And just go to get a couple of opinions. I'm always a firm believer of, you know, A, you always have the internet, and B, sometimes the internet isn't, you know, quite right. So you always want to talk to the people that do it. So I'm sure you've got that all figured out in life. So, because you definitely want the best success.
That's right. Yeah, if I can put it off until spring, I think that might be better financially. But either way, we'll get it done. I mean, it has to be done, and it's budgeted. But if I can delay it a little bit, that's always good. I think I read that fall is the best time to put sod in, because then, you know, by the time spring hits again, it'll, you know, you'll have a winter that the soil kind of settles, and then, you know, then it comes up in the spring. But it all depends on the homeowners association rules, what I can get away with. I think they will allow me not to have to put stuff in until spring, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, too, is the weeds, you know, they don't grow in the fall, so maybe if it gets a better base, you know, it will be a little easier to challenge the weeds. I don't know. That's just me thinking, you know, is that a better time? Because, you know, everybody always worries about, you know, I know with my fertilizer guy, he says everybody always worries about the spring, and he says actually what really matters, he says, is you get all this stuff put down in the fall where people don't want to do it. So I don't know if that's a sales pitch or not, but, you know, he's got my lawn looking okay. I mean, I could never do it myself that way, and it's not that much more money than the cost of the fertilizer. So I said, yeah, just do it.
Yep, yeah, and I'll probably be doing that too. I'll probably be having somebody do the fertilizer for the first year at least, just to get that all taken care of. But yeah, so I was there yesterday just looking at poking around. I guess you know, they put the permit stickers by the window from the city inspectors. I guess the electrical got rejected. It doesn't say the reason why it was rejected, but it says the electrical was rejected, so I guess they gotta fix something.
You're in Shelby Township, right?
It'll be Macomb Township.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because in our thing, we've had some run-ins with the Shelby ones. They're kind of strict, so. Okay, I got to let you go here. I got to go take the doggy in the house, so I will chat with you a little bit later. So, no, we're not taking the doggy and we'll put her in the house. Do you want to be there? Hold on here a second. I got the fiancé to be the bad person, so now the doggy's going to figure out she's not going for a ride.
Aw, I thought all dogs loved car rides.
This one does, but we got to go to the suit place and get my suit fixed so it fits better. So that's where we're off to. So, all right, Dave, you have a good day. I'm sure we'll chat later. So did you make the breakfast thing this morning?
No, I did not. I have a standing kind of thing I do on Saturdays where I go visit my parents with their grandchildren, with my kids, I mean. And so that's why it always conflicts. So usually I'll go to state if I'm not doing that, but yeah. So all right, we'll talk to you later. Good luck with your tooth there. KF8S.
Take care, bud. Have a good day. NAKPP.
Gentlemen, KF8BKS, saying good morning. And we had about 15 people there this morning. And to Dave, my paperwork and everything is submitted for my vanity call sign.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, so you'll probably find out. It's weird how they do the process, even if you don't have anybody else applying for it. It's like 18 days because they're waiting for mail and applications. It's like an old rule. So you'll find out in about within a month here, probably, if you go through. But I don't know which one you picked, if you want to tell me or not, but you probably have no competition, so it'll go through.
Well, I went with what you suggested, W8RCY, and it's been off the record since 2013, so I should have no problem getting it.
Very cool. Well, I mean, it will be a call that you like, a call that is easily pronounceable, and I didn't really think about Morse code, but, you know, everybody says, oh, it doesn't sound right in Morse code. It's like, well, I don't do Morse code, so it don't matter.
Yeah, copy that. To that I say, who cares? For the first time I've officially said that on this side of the world, but... No, with all the GMRS call signs that I've learned over the years and combining them with other people's call signs and people who know me, I thought maybe something similar to one with the other, regardless of which one you had first, just made it easier for me. Oh, it's WRCY or 8RCY. That must be Donald one way or the other, and that's part of the reason why I went with it. So... And Phil this morning was at breakfast, and he mentioned, oh, it goes with Racy, RCY, because of your racing background. So, yeah, it all lines up. And, again, it was a good suggestion, and I thank you for it.
I never thought about that. Yeah, no, sweet. You got everything all settled there. So how are you liking the ham world so far? Have you ventured off, or are you pretty much just only over here right now?
Well, I've talked a little bit on the 2-meter because Mike, assistant to the administrator on the Troy repeater there, he talks a lot of 2-meter as well, and I can actually talk to him from his house on 2-meter. He's up in Clarkston. Is anything north of Sachibaugh Road with the Troy 575 repeater, it just doesn't make it. It just hits a wall. So with 2-meter, I could at least get out to him. A little scratchy, but it's better than not having any communications at all.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I only have, in the car, I only have a UHF antenna. Little tiny, I can't remember the brand. Tram Browning antenna, and it's like wide-banded, so it does the ham service and the DRMS service both. But I don't go on 2-meter too much. I guess I do have an antenna, but it's never hooked up. If I had to go on 2-meter, I would just have to get out of the car and put the other one up. But, yeah, 2-meters will do a little bit more distance, where UHF is better in the city, bouncing off the buildings and stuff. But, cool, I hear you're working on your general now, so you'll get to go into that world, too, at some point. And it's not really good right now. You're not missing out because of the sunspots are just wreaking havoc on the HF bands. And I'm glad I'm the perfect opportunity for me to take a vacation from it too, because I'm moving, so I don't have any HF equipment right now, so I at least I'm not missing out.
Well, seeing that I live on a senior campus in a high-rise tower, I got some HOA issues, and I'm a lifer UHF user, 440, 490. The 2 meter I have just because it came in the radio. But, yeah, I mean, how much I'm going to go into the general, I haven't really seriously started doing it yet, but I have, some interest, and I'll dig into it after the Labor Day holiday. I got a couple things I got to, even though the estate with my mother is closed, there's some last minute stuff I have to still help my sister with. But, yeah, I'll look into it, see, and, just get that little extra on, a little extra general on there, not so much extra. There's no way I'm going to go into extra. But, I'll look into it and see where it might benefit me and not have to buy more equipment because, like I said, 90% of my equipment is UHF. So that's where I'm at with that. But, I'm just glad that I got it, and things like ham radio prep made it easier. And, I breezed through the exam with no problem. So that's pretty much where I'm at now. KF8BXS for identification.
KF8S. I'm glad you got it. I'm excited that you got your license and you're over here. You're able to come over here now. And I would say that there's no pressure, but if you just get the general, you can always use somebody else's radio, and at a lark in the park or any kind of field, you'll be able to use your own call sign, and you can use somebody else's equipment. There's no reason you have to buy necessarily your own equipment. A lot of times when we go out to the parks and stuff, we get tired of operating, and so, hey, you want to give it a try, stuff like that. So it's always fun, no pressure. Do it on your own, casual. Do it or don't do it. But yeah, and there's no reason to go to extra. I only did extra because I'm a completionist. I just want to never have to take a test ever again. And I figure when I get older, I won't be able to comprehend as much stuff. So get it done as young as possible. I'm not young, but get it done, get it over with. Don't have to remember where to go on the bands and stuff like that.
I'm about to turn 68, so it took me 50 years to do this. Actually, it took me like 52 years because the person who tried to get me to become an amateur, I was 16 at the time, and Morse code and all that other stuff was in it. But, I just want to get that little extra in case I need it going to the general. And we'll see where I'm at after the Labor Day holiday. And I have to have something to do and study for or get into trouble with during the winter months. So I might as well look into it. And just, like I say, pad the bank account, I guess, is a good way to put it. But none of you guys pressured me, really. It was just, conversation with Sean, of course, Professor Don, and Captain Don as well. Captain Don suggested I put a 2 meter frequency in my radio for when I'm up in Macomb County and St. Clair and County areas, and I put one of the St. Clair County repeaters on 2 meter. So when I'm out with my girlfriend who lives in Chesterfield or her parents up in Forester, I might be able to talk to them occasionally with that. So I will let you go. I know you got things to do with your still movie and everything. And congratulations on your move, by the way. And we'll catch up with you later. And this is KF8BXS. We'll be monitoring.
All right. Yeah, I'm about a mile from destination here. And, Sean's got a repeater up in Richmond, too. So I don't know if I forgot the frequency already. 442-something. And so you'll be able to reach that as well. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Enjoy your day. KF8S.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Richmond repeater. I'm still waiting on the GMRS side of that repeater to get activated on. I think it's 725 for that. And I forgot about that one. I'll have to look it up in repeater book and get it thrown in there because the significant other lives right off of 23 and 94, and I know that'll be a beneficial repeater on either side of the fence there that you're talking. Thanks for the tip on that. Boy, I'm going to have to really buy you breakfast when you meet up with us on a Saturday again.
Oh, no worries. Just pay it forward. Pay it off to the next guy. Give advice to the next guy. That's what you should do. That's what we should all do.
Well, I sat across from Jack today, and I had some good conversation with him, and I was talking to Sean on the way home, and I said, yeah, I had some good conversation, and he kind of chuckled and said, I'm surprised you two talk so much. I said, well, I've seen firsthand how he did with his ham test there in Oak Park when I took mine. I can see where his struggles are, and I talked to him a little bit about some ideas and helping him try to, you know, get his ham ticket if he's serious enough. I'd be willing to assist with that in some way, but it'd be somebody else like a tutor or something to help him. All right, KF8BXS, we are finally going to put this thing down. We're clear.
Hey, John, really quick, it's 625. It's only 25 kilohertz more than what the Warren repeater is.
Which repeater are you referring to? Because I'm still new to some of this.
The FBI repeater, 625. And the other one, that's going to be a project in September sometimes. At least that's right now the thought process. There's nothing written down, but that's the thought process. So there's a lot of things that have got to get moved together in order to make that work. So that's going to be, let's put it this way, it's still in people's mind, but it's not on paper.
Okay, I appreciate the information. When I set this HT up, I just set up with the closest 70 centimeter and the closest 2 meter frequencies in my area within a range of about 15 miles. So, I mean, I'm going to, obviously I'll be making adjustments as time goes by, but yeah, it's only been a week and how many hours is it? What time is it?
Yeah,
I've only had my license for 1 week and 6 hours and 42 minutes. So, yeah, it's a big learning curve, but I do appreciate any and all everybody's help and advice. It's just great to know that people do care in helping us newbies learn this side of the radio hobby.
Now you're really in a hobby.
KE8VFI.
The KE8VFI, I think I heard. We acknowledge you. Yeah, I'm into it now, you know, and there's no turning back. So again, it may have taken me 52 years to get this license, but in the 1 week, I've been overwhelmed by the help and the assistance, the advice, and I'm thankful to all of you who've helped me. Definitely worth the investment for sure. And the KE8... If I think it was, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and congratulations, Don. We've talked several times on the Troy repeater and the Mount Clemens GMRS. Probably been a long, long time ago, maybe a year or two ago. But anyway, my name's Greg. I just want to say congratulations on your ham ticket. And if you ever need help coming from me, I'm available as well. Good afternoon, Wally, and Dave, if you're still there, good afternoon. Just thought I'd pop in and say hi and congratulations. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, so I was just helping Don out a little bit. I was trying to bow out a little bit, but now I got a little bit of driving to do. But Yeah, the 625, and then the other side of the fence. Last I had heard, it was 725, but I'm not sure if that's legit anymore or not either. So, but I'm sure you'll get invited to the party. There's a lot of help needed on ground crew, so to straighten wire, make sure things don't get stuck, everything else like that. We've all been there helping a little bit, so we'll invite you to the party. So, I did just get my general license too, Don. I took the test a couple weeks ago and I passed it, so I did get the general. It's really not that bad. So, I did mine with that W5YI or whatever that's been around for a long time, and it was online, so I did that and it went real, real well. So, go ahead. Dave, you still there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm about to clear here. I draw my call sign to close out my end. So, good afternoon, everyone, and I will chat with you all on other mediums or here or whatever. AFA will be clear in a little bit.
KF8 BXS, yeah, Wally. Yeah, it's I've offered my services to Sean many a times, and I can't do ladders anymore because of my mobility issues. But yeah, I'm willing to help and volunteer any way I can. And I missed the breakfast. Well, I had intentions of going to breakfast over on the Hazel Park thing Wednesday, but I was having a bad day. It was either I was going to jump off my balcony or my computer was going to be launched off my balcony because the two of us, we weren't getting along. And another little side note, my girlfriend, my significant other, I was a little bit of a doghouse with her this past week, and also because of all the time I spent with this new radio frequency and toys that I've got. So, yeah, but it's all good. Everything's good, and I think I heard you say you had a dental appointment, so good luck with that. I am now going to sign out and give this thing a chance to cool off. Everybody have a great day. Hope it's not raining in your area. The sun was out here a minute ago. I can see through what little crack I have in the blinds. KF8, BKS, we're clear.
Later, guys. I can go to NAK. Greg? You're going to have to do the final.
All right. I'll need an update on your dentist issues. Good luck with it, and we'll talk to you soon. KEAZFI.
This is Kilo Echo Wave Z Tango Papa. Any helpful instructions on how to get a general?
I think it was Zed Tango Papa. Search online for just studying for general or ham study. I can look up the one that I used if you give me a minute. But in general, just search online, and there's courses available online, and there's all kind of different ones depending on how you like to learn. But that's really the way to go. You can also join a club, and if some of them have classes and things like that, that's a good way to go, too, if that's how you're inclined.
Understood. I'm trying to use ham radio online, ham radio prep at the moment. I am part of the Pierre and Genesee County clubs, but they're not doing general classes. So I'm trying to study on my own, but with work, it's kind of tough to just dig in and do it. It's like sporadic. So I'm not retaining what I'm learning.
Okay, so you've already started with M Radio Prep Online. Yeah, that's a good one. It's one of those things. If it's not natural to your hobbies and it's new material for you, it's a little bit harder. And if you don't, if you let it go, you're not consistent with it, you forget a lot of stuff as you go along. That's very normal. What I found was to get up early in the morning, and everybody's got their own times that they have free, but spend an hour a day, at least 3 or 4 days a week, and just keep going through it and going through it. And I think it took me, I don't know, I did it for about a month to get my general. The tech license, it was pretty easy for me because I'm very familiar with electronics and radio and computers. but the general, I needed, there was some new information there for me. So I did that for about a month, and I kept going through the practice tests and the questions until I got, they say over 80%, but I went much higher than that before I actually took the test, and it was a piece of cake. So, yeah, you got to take a month or whatever and just tell yourself you're going to study every day, and then you'll miss a day here or there naturally. That's fine. But if you go long periods in between, it gets harder.
Well, thank you for your advice. I had to switch over to Echolink because my radio is not cutting it with the thunderstorm coming over. I'll have to buckle down. I'm down for about a week because I just had surgery, so I'm going to try and buckle down and do some studying on the general license. Thank you.
Yeah, that's another good time. If you're if you got surgery and you got to convalesce, then that's a great time to study, or any other kind of life events where you've got a lot of spare time. That's a good idea. So, well, good luck with it. And I heard you mention a storm. I don't know if that was now or something in the past. I didn't quite catch what you meant there. But anyway, good luck with your studies and whatnot. And I hope you get through it. KEHVSI.
Thank you. This is Kilo Echo 8 Zed Tango Papa Clear.
And I'm just trying to get my license to ill.
Didn't catch that, Sean. Your license to what?
Ill. India Lima Lima. License to ill.
Alright, that's what I thought you said, but I don't understand it.
What? I think it's a Beastie Boys reference. I thought he was talking about Illinois.
Oh, alright. No, I wouldn't get that one. So there you go.
Yeah, I think it's the name of one of their albums, or maybe a song. But that was an album, though. Anyhow, I just was looking for something to throw in there, nonsensical.
Well, you found it. Yeah, normally I get the music references, but for, I don't know, for some reason, Beastie Boys skipped me. I know the big stuff, but the stuff like that, no, just don't have it. I don't know why. It's weird.
Roger. Well, I just confirmed, yes. That's one of their studio albums. I thought so. So I'm just out running around trying to get a room darkening blind. I ordered a couple off Amazon. They came today. What a joke. They called them roller blinds. And, you know, when somebody says a roller shade or a roller blind, you know, you got a certain thing in your mind, right? You know, I know you're probably thinking of something right now, you know, in with relation to the term roller blind. What I get is a sheet of vinyl, and the instructions are you roll it up by hand and then use like these potato chip bag clips to hold it wherever you stop it. That's what they call a roller shade.
Oh boy. Yeah. Not, I pictured two things. The old school yank and crank like the maps were in the high school on the chalkboard. You pull them down and then they would pull up, give them a tug, and they roll back up. The other would be one with a string on the side where, you know, you can roll it up and down like you do an overhead door in a big garage. But what you just described, I get it, but, yeah, not probably not what you wanted. I'm going to say you might have gone on the cheap side there, Sean.
You know, when I grabbed them, I thought, oh, this is a pretty damn good deal. And they come today, and when they were sitting in a bag out of the front porch, I said, well, this can't be them, because, you know, I expected long boxes that were, you know, at least those, you know, window width. And I opened up the bag, and I says, oh, the rod is in pieces. And then I said, wait a minute. Luckily, they were in a clear bag, so I didn't have to even open them. And I was able to see, and I kind of looked at it, and I kind of said, wait a minute. And, you know, they really go out of their way to kind of not make it obvious on the website. Anyhow, I just said, yeah. So those probably were in my possession for 30 minutes before they were returned. And then I ran over to Lowe's to pick up a real roller blind. So, anywho, problem was, I went everywhere yesterday trying to find one, and Lowe's was the only one that had anything even remotely close to what I wanted. So I just said, to hell with it, I'll order it online. So, yeah, back to Lowe's I go. Not Lowe's, why do I keep saying Lowe's? Menards. I don't normally go to Menards.
Oh, I don't normally go there either. Good to know. I'm glad you mentioned that, because just a lot of times I look for oddball stuff, and that's not even oddball what you're looking for, but I should keep that in mind. It's not too far out of the way for me, so very good. All right. I'm just sitting at my desk messing around, playing FDA, trying a sideband contact here and there, and cleaning up my desk with paperwork and notes and everything, you know, how it gets scattered sometimes. So it's kind of all I'm doing today. I got up early and got my household duties all done, so I get to stay in the radio room. KE8VSI.
Yep. No, I just, I wanted a little tiny shop vac, just a little bitty thing. I bought one at Menards, and then I got to looking at it sitting here in the front, and I says, you know, that's not really that small. That's almost as big as the big one I got. And I just wanted a little one for, like, computer stuff and whatnot. So I looked online. So I'm going to return. So I bought that thing. I didn't even get home with it, and I'm just pulling in now to return it. I'm terrible. Of course, this, you know, I never even opened it, so shouldn't be a problem. But, all right, I'm here. Then I got to run over to Home Depot and get the one I want. Should have looked at that before. And I'm probably doing this all ass backwards. I probably should have went and got the one I want, then went home and tried my shade in case I had to run back to Menards. The shade cut. I don't know. I'm just not thinking well. Just running around. Maybe unnecessary running. I'm here. Catch ya. WAFU.
I know exactly what you mean, but in the end, you'll get it all done. Good luck. Happy trails. I should be here. KE8VSI.
KE8ACW monitoring.
Papa Yusuf 5, Delta Papa, Daniel Sergio.
W8FU.
So did Harbor Freak have anything good?
Yeah, okay, but nothing really caught my eye. So I'm going to go look at this little 1 gallon battery operated Ryobi that uses the 18 plus batteries that I have a good assortment of and chargers. So it makes sense to add that. I just need a quick little shop vac just for a quick little jobs here and there. So I don't know. I'm going to go paw it up.
be. That would be cool. Didn't know they had that. Let me know how it is.
Yes, neither did I. And then I picked up this one, and I was looking at it, and I said, man, it's a little bigger than I want. I mean, it's not that much smaller than my... I got a regular shop vac, right? You know, and it's just... I hate pulling that thing out for just a quick little thing or, you know, doing the inside of a computer case, something like that. Just some little quickie job, and I wanted something small. So they had... I saw them at Hybrid Freight, and then I saw one at Menards when I was there getting a blind, and so, you know, it's not that much really smaller than what I got. You know, I'll just bring up the big one. I'm looking for something real compact. So then I, just for grins, I said, what if I got a battery-operated one, you know? And, you know, I almost want one of those, like, handheld, like, dustbusters or something like that, but not. And that's when I stumbled across them. I says, oh, look at that. They got them in, like, 1 gallon, 3 gallon, 5 gallon, all the way on up. So I'm going to go look at the assortment and see. I did not know they had them either until I just kind of, on a whim, checked it out.
Well, it sounds like that'll foot the bill, and I'm glad to know that, too, in case I'm ever looking. I'll keep it in mind. I learned something today. Yay! KE8VSI.
Yep, me too, so we'll see. But, yippers. So if I could get that, and if I get home and there's still no rain, I think I'm going to try cutting the grass. At least get the front, maybe the front half of the back. Who knows? We'll see how it goes, but I think I'm going to try to get that knocked out. And then Eric and I were talking last night, kind of late. I don't know if he's still sleeping, but he's winging it, batching it tonight. And we talked about trying to get together, you know, let's get the group together and go grab something. I mean, I don't know if it's going to work for everyone, anyone, or something like that, but... there's this place called 21 or something like that. It's a steak place up that way that I've really been champing the bit to go to and try out. Could be something like that, or I don't know, could be anything. But keep that in mind, because wouldn't mind getting the crew together, you know, for a couple of brewskis and some chow.
All right, I know Eric likes that Steakhouse 22. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm sure that's it. It's up there in Shelby. It's probably 22, yeah. I mean, there wouldn't be a 21 and a 22, but I'm sure it's, yeah, that's got to be it.
Oh, all right, yeah, that's 22 Mile and Van Dyke, southeast corner, and count me in. Call me if you have to. I would definitely like to join up for that.
All right, well, get the word out. I'll be home in a bit and then doing the grass. I know Eric was game. I'm game. And we just got to get the word out there and see who wants to join. But, okay, I'm just pulling up here at the Home Depot. I'm going to go see what they got, according to the interwebs. They got everything I need and then some. I'll be back in a little bit. W-A-T.
All right, real quick, was there a time frame for the Steakhouse?
At this point, I think you know as much as we left it with. We just said we should get together tomorrow, you know, put it out to the group, see if we get a group together, go up there. He agreed, and that was the end of it. So that would be open to suggestion. All right, I'll get back engaged in the conversation in a bit. W-8-F-U.
K-E-8-V-S-I.
Yeah, I won't be able to join. not a bachelor, empty nester, or a retiree. So can't do it. Got to watch kids.
All right. I was just about to see if I could get a hold of you to make sure you were aware. That's too bad. But yeah, you got to do the kid bit. I get it. So if you could pawn them off, though, do so.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's only my wife or I that can watch the kids. We don't have help like we had when we were kids. So, tis what it is.
All righty then. Very good. Well, at least we know. And, yeah, well, I guess we'll wait for Eric to wake up. I don't know. It's quarter to two. Jeez. Probably should let Captain Don know. I haven't heard from him today. I think he was on Telegram earlier. So let him and everybody else know, too.
KF8DXS is heading out for the cruise for a couple hours before the rain hits. So everybody have a good afternoon. We'll be off the air for about 2-3 hours. Have a great one. KF8DXS, we're clear.
All right, Don, enjoy the cruise. I got to check the weather. I might have to sneak in a lawn cut myself. KE8VSI.
Yeah, the significant other, the dog, and I are going, we're just going to do a couple laps on Woodward from 8 Mile to Pontiac and back. And it looks like we're good till about 4 o'clock in that area. And I'm over here in Madison Heights. Not too far from where Sean is. And we've had the sun come out a couple of times. I got the blinds not fully closed, so I can see through the cracks. And it still looks pretty bright and dry over here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar. I might be able to sneak it in right now, but I got to see if it's even dry enough because it's been pretty wet. So I'm going to check it out. KE8VSI.
I just looked at my patio furniture. My glass tabletop has no spots on it, so I have had no rain here at all this morning. And I was out with Sean with breakfast and really didn't look until now, but yeah, it's looking good. KF8BXS, we are clear and off the air for a while. Everybody have a good afternoon.
Hello.
From WATIJ.
Hello, Greg, W8FU.
WHFU, WHEIJ, and I don't remember the name. I'm sorry, I just don't get a chance to talk to you much, but thanks for remembering me. How are you?
I'm fairly good. Just trying to maybe beat the rain and do a little grass cutting. It's Sean, and probably jog your memory. But I don't know. Got other projects that I was going to do today, but since the rain has decided to hold out, maybe I'll cut the grass.
Stand by for just a second. WATIJ.
I got about another 10, 15 seconds before I pull in the driveway. Anyhow, hi, bye.
Okay, Sean, 7 WATIJ.
You got a little something going on. I don't know what it is, but you're kind of breaking up the last couple of transmissions. All right, catch you later. I'm home. W8FU.
KPP.
KABB.
Bem-vindo à sala que se senta.
W8HBX, KF8ATE.
Go for W8HBX.
Hey Glenn, just getting off work, what are you up to?
I'm hanging out at the house waiting for some of Jess's friends to come over, but I know we wanted to work on your part.
Yeah, I'm just leaving the ferry dock, so it's going to take me a little bit of time to get that way. And I haven't seen Ange. I don't know what's on her plans. So let me check in with her.
Okay, I'll be here. Just give me a bump and let me know what you want to do.
Roger that. I'll give you a call once I get in the house here and find out what the game plan is. Camp 8, ATE, standing by.
Okay, have a good one, W8HPX. Clear.
W8HPX. W8HBX, KF8ATE.
Go for W8HBX.
Yeah, we should be there momentarily. I'm just rolling out of New Baltimore, so scoop the wife and I'll head on over and we can work on that file.
All right, no problem. We'll see you when you get here.
F8ATE, clear.
W8ATX, clear.
W8FU. W8FU, KF8ATE. How you doing, Sean?
Pretty good. KF8ATE. Refresh my memory. I'm sorry.
Yeah, name is Carrie. We've talked before. on the GRMS frequencies, WRVT 618 there, and also KF8AT out here in Ham World.
Hi, Kerry. Yeah, good. It sounds like you're on the Mount Clemens. It's a little bright, a little harsh, so I might not recognize you. But anywho, sounding good. KF8ATE. So yeah, you're relatively new to the game, eh?
Yeah, you guys got me roped in on that MIA8 network with the GRMS, so I took the lead. I'm going to go back for my general here when things slow down in the summer, but yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of hooked in. Collecting radios as we talk.
Well, I wouldn't say that's what we're trying to do, but we don't mind it when it happens. We've gotten quite a few worthwhile additions to the hobby from there, but by no means is it... You know, should it be pushed, but you know, I think people that get out there now they have kind of a hobbyist mentality. Used to be more of a utility out there, and now they're kind of hobbyist. And when they find out all the additional hobbyist type stuff they can do, I think they just kind of have a natural propensity coming over. And we're there to help. So anyhow, so what's going on? Are you enjoying your afternoon? I'm just meeting with some friends here, and we're gonna grab a steak and kibitz for a bit for the evening. So, kind of the plans. Probably people you know and have talked to.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up the wife and head over to one of my other buddies' house. Got some 3D modeling we're working on. I'm actually trying to make a radio holder for your cup in your car out of... stereolithography, I guess you would call it, you know, the plastic printing stuff. So I made a model. I'm going to try it for my HT.
Sounds good. You know, that's one thing I haven't ventured into in any way whatsoever. I don't have the room for it. You know, if you really got to do it right, I think you need a little room to spread out the printers and all that stuff. And I just, quite frankly, don't have enough stuff to print. So in the end, something I wouldn't mind doing. It's very interesting to me, but I'm just not equipped for it at this point in time. So very cool. You have all the stuff at home, all the printers and everything else you need, and what you got to do. Some of the guys I know doing that stuff, you know, they've got several printers, so it's kind of crazy stuff.
Well, I'm going to find that out. He has a printer, and I've been learning how to do 3D modeling, and I laid it out. I made a model. We're going to give it a whirl. And what I tried to do is make it so it's universal, so use a silicone mold on the radio afterwards, and we'll see how it comes out. That way, it's always custom to whatever HT you have. It's not unique to one. You can... drop it in there, drop the silicone in it, let it mold around the radio and pull it out, and it's done. So we'll see how it goes. It's all new. Not sure if it's going to work, but we're going to give it a whirl.
That's interesting. I've not seen that with silicone, but I know they do that with Krydex. I know some of the guys that make holsters, they'll just literally just form the stuff right around your sidearm and... makes a like custom fitted Krydex. So it sounds like you're thinking along those same lines, except using silicone, which would be a little more forgiving.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thought process. That way we can, it doesn't matter what type of HT you have, we can figure it out, and it'll, you just pour it in and let it form around it and then pull it out and it'll be done. You're going to have to mask off the radio, of course, so the liquid silicone don't get inside anything, but you can do that with masking tape. So we're going to try it, and if it works out, we'll let you guys know, because it's pretty simple to do.
Roger. All right, let me make a quick call here. Let me see if anybody's arrived yet. Figure out if I should go in and get set up.
Okay, Roger. Hey, good talking to you, Sean. KF8 ATE, clear on your final. Enjoy that steak.
Oh, I will. Anyhow, Greg, Wally, Eric, anybody, yoo-hoo.
This is Carson Hall. AE8VSI just left my house.
All right, I just pulled in. I left a little early. I'm going to maybe mosey on in and get the table. Just, you got the details.
See if I got it. Sean, did you copy? I'm about Romeo Plankton Hall right now.
Roger. Yep. I was just saying, we'll see you shortly. I'm here now, a little ahead of schedule, so I'll give it a few and maybe go in and get things, so let them know we're here.
W-A-D-A-P.
And where are you?
I'm 59 in Van Dyke, so I'll probably be there in about 10 minutes, maybe.
Alrighty, everybody's right on schedule. So we'll see everybody when they get here. W8FU.
And 8KPP.
Yeah, I'll have to get Gary, because I don't think he knows what anybody looks like. So I'll be sitting in the parking lot waiting for me.
Well, you'll be there before me. I didn't know he was going. That's cool.
A little bit extra traffic here to this baseball game. It's not weird. It was raining like crazy a little bit ago. Now it's all beautiful and sunny out. Should have took my other car. But anywho, yeah, traffic's really screwed up here in Utica, the baseball game.
Yeah, Roger that. I just turned westbound from Hayes on 22.
Downtown Utica is happening. Every restaurant and bar is packed.
Thanks for the traffic report. I just turned north on Shaner.
Good call on that, yep.
When I say downtown Utica, I mean the little village right at M59 in Van Dyke with all the buildings from the 1800s, that one strip.
Yeah, Marion tells me there's a lot of really good restaurants in that little square.
There's lots of stuff to do there, yep.
Here comes the e-bike brigade heading towards the park. That turned out really nice out. Anyhow, I'm coming up to 21 in Van Dyke. I'll be there very shortly.
That's the lady at 21 in Shannon. I'm being called a girl.
Probably not the worst thing you've ever been called.
She says you guys are like girls. Just to talk.
I suppose there is a similarity there.
That she likes you ready and hasn't met you yet.
Okay, you can only go uphill or downhill from here, right?
Well, she'll recognize you right away just by your voice.
Yeah, I think I've got Van Dyke light in sight.
be funny if you all pull in the parking lot exactly at the same time. That's happened before. Like the professor said, you get lost, just look for the antennas.
Yep. That was said multiple times heading down to Dayton. If you get lost, follow all the cars with all the antennas.
All right, I'm in the parking lot, going to find a spot and make my way in. KE8VSI, clear.
Yep, I have to be there in about 10 seconds.
W8FU.
Hey, dude, we had a good time, thanks.
Oh, yeah, we got to make it a somewhat regular thing, monthly or something like that.
Yeah. We can get a little bit more participation next time. I think it turned out good. So, I like the steak. So, I thought they did a good job with it. So, yeah, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, heck, you do that Marcus. That place was pretty good. What did I get? I got a grilled chicken wrap when I went there. It was real good. Yeah, a ton of things, so. And I do like the Polish.
Are you referring to the tap house?
Marcus. That's Marcus' place.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Oh, never mind. We were driving by, and she had said something about a place called the tap house that was supposed to be pretty good.
You know, that would be a good idea, too. So, I got a brewery. We used to get together, and we used to go to this, my daughter's best friend, her and her husband opened a brewery in Detroit, down near the Captain Kitchen, in fact. And, we'd been down there a few times as a ham group. So, yeah, there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah, in that aspect where we live, we're pretty fortunate. I don't mind Detroit downtown. I mean, it's not my favorite thing to do, but if I got somebody that knows their way and knows the ropes, then I'm okay. But if it's something I have to do on my own, I usually shy away. But if I get Marion with me or you or somebody that's familiar with the area, I'll do it. But for me just to go down there and say, hey, meet me here, I'm not your person.
Oh, yeah, it definitely isn't everyone's cup of tea. And but they're not down in the real mix of it. They're in what's called the Island View area over there by the Captain Kitchen. And it's a pretty cool place, kind of an industrial area. They got a big brewery in there, and then, you know, the front of it's, you know, a tap room. So it's pretty cool, but no, I certainly wouldn't have to do that. Keep it up this way. So, kind of, you guys, you're coming from New Baltimore, and I'm coming from south. A few of the guys and gals live right up in that area, so keeping it in that general vicinity is always good. Where we were just now, give or take, and there's a lot of good places to go.
Yeah, New Baltimore's come a long ways, too. I don't know if you've been there in a while, but, you know, we've got that garage, and now we have the Tashnu Brewery, you know. I mean, granted, that's kind of it's kind of a pain in the butt for a lot of people, but, you know, we've now got our own little brewery thing, so, not brewery, distillery, I should say, let me get this right, and that lady seems to have a nice following, so, they're doing everything they can to turn that town into a little mini Royal Oak.
And they should. I mean, that's opportunity lost otherwise. You know, where else are folks going to go? Mount Clemens has never, you know, got their heads out of their dupa. And, you know, they've even ran people out. You know, that's the Seaburger cheeseburger place. You know, they got like one guy down there that owns all the property, and he's hiking the rates, and he's exorbitant. And, you know, it's just... Mount Clemens never, it's just, they roll up the carpets. I just never understood why they didn't try to capitalize on that, because there's nothing out that way. And if New Baltimore were to cash in on that and do it, good for them.
Yeah, they're trying. Like it says, it used to be the old garage right there at the main intersection. They turned that into, I think, this is where I turned left, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll turn left here. Okay. So, but wait a second. I'm getting instructions whether or not we have to go let our dog back out. That's why the delay. So. But yeah, New Baltimore is on, I mean, they got a ways to go. They built some nice docks out there. They got to build a seawall. You know, they're also trying to get a lot of the late night boat travelers too. They did a really, really good job with the docks. But they have to put some sort of break wall for the waves because a lot of people don't like their boats getting banged on. So that'll be cool. And like the sheriff's department comes in there all the time and has dinner. A lot of the police boats. So it's all good. It's all good traffic, and the restaurants are good. And the town seems to be real, real safe. So can't complain about anything there. You know, I'm kind of a coward, and I feel real safe walking through that town.
Hold on a second here. Hey, Fred, W8FSM, are you listening here? W8FU. You know, has some crap coming in on the 675, and I think it's, I think I need to reboot it. While you were talking, I just heard this, just kept just getting goosed. I think that's because the UMP is transmitting right there, and it's under its antenna, and I think it's lost PL.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it, but that's probably a good thing. I'm just on 600. 600's good enough around here.
No, the problem's actually on 675 GMRS. When the UMP machine is transmitting, it gets into the 625, the 675 receiver. So when we're talking here, we've got the UMP repeater keyed up, and it's trashing the 675 GMRS machine. If you were to listen to that, you know, you'd hear it static bursting. And I got to reboot it because it's in carrier squelch. That's why it's doing it. So I was just hoping to catch Fred, who could log in and do that, but I'll pull over here and do it.
Go ahead. I'll let you go. I'm probably going to go let the dog out, so I'll chat with you a little bit later. W8FU and a KPP.
Alrighty. Catch you guys later. Glad you made it. Look forward to doing it again. Talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
NHWJL.
How you doing, Jay?
I guess I'm doing all right. I just wonder, how am I sounding on this one there, Grant?
You are sounding... sounding just like you, and you're making it into the system really, really well. Are you on the 2.5?
I am. I know they got you got a couple repeater from this link to this one. I imagine this is the closest one to me there, Roger.
Well, I don't know if you've tried the 2.6 recently, because there's been some changes there, and it may be as good or better for you now, but the 2.5 may very well be the best one for you. But I would be curious how the 2.6 works for you.
I'm going to have to try that, because it seemed like I was getting into this one better than the 2.6. Now this is Phil's repeater, right? This 2500.
That's correct. This is the WB8ARC, West Bloomfield Amateur Radio Club, and the trustee is Phil, AB8PR.
Okay. Now, what is the other one? The 442600. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the K8FBI repeater of the Flying Beers International. And I am the trustee of that repeater, and it is in Warren.
Okay. Oh, who is this, Char?
You are correct, yes.
Okay. Let me see, you had changed your call sign, didn't you? This is not your original one you had for years, have you?
That is correct. I was, as you remember, I was WX8L, and I am now W8FU.
What a call. Okay, that sounds good, Sean. Sounds good. Have you been going to breakfast lately? I think the Cozy Cabin, is it still open? Because they said it was down for a while there. It didn't close up completely, did it?
Well, Jay, we don't know. I heard from Kay. You probably remember Kay, the waitress that knew us all. I mean, you know, now they know us too, but Kay was the original. And I stopped and spoke with her the other day, and she's talked to Rosie, and they lost a lot of equipment when that power surge came through, and they got an insurance claim open, and they've been closed now 4 consecutive Sundays, so it's been you know, a month, and I don't know. I don't know if they're going to open back up. So we're right around the corner. So there's on the Quinner between 12.5 and 13. There's a ram's horn, and they're very accommodating. They got a nice area, and the waitresses already are you know, getting to know us, and we've only been there twice, but they're definitely filling the hole, you know. And I don't know if we're going to see Cozy Cabin back. Just may not be.
Oh, man, I was used to going to Cozy Cabin. Yes, sir. Yeah, but now they said there's another one you guys go to. So how are you going to know which one to go to? They got one New York deli or something like that. The last time I heard, you guys was going, at least some of y'all was going there.
Yeah, we did that the first 2 weeks that they were closed. The first week, because it was just somebody thought of it, and that's where it ended up. And then we didn't get the word out to try somewhere else in time. And they don't, you know, that place was fine. They just don't have the space. You know, they've got a little section that they stuff us in, and we got to kind of split across 2 tables, and it's just not quite as accommodating. So, you know, in the first week we were there, they were terrible with the orders. But, you give everybody two chances, even three. But they just can't, the seating, they can't really accommodate. And so we switched it to Ramshorn for weeks three and now week four. And they have a nice big area with plenty of tables. They can accommodate us very easily. So I think that's kind of going to be the go-to, at least until further notice. There was some talk about finding another venue, but if this one works out, I may end up just moving there. So right now, as it stands, the official alternate until further notice is the Ramshorn on DeQuinter.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, every Ramshorn I've went to, they've always had a lot of spaces, and the food is not bad. I mean, I usually go to the there's a Ramshorn over here on the east, on the west side. I go to is in Westland, and let's see, one in Dearborn Heights, I believe it is. So there's a couple of them I used to go to there. So. And they're not bad. So, all right, Sean. Maybe I try to make it my business to try to go. Wait a minute. I can't believe it. Today is Saturday. Did y'all go anywhere today?
We did. We went to Ramshorn. So there you have it.
Oh, I tell you, being retired, it has me have my head spinning sometimes. Sometimes I don't know what time it is, what day it is. At least when I was working, it kept me on schedule. The time I had to be at work and get off and what day it was. But I'm losing time here. All right, Sean, nice talking to you. And hopefully we'll talk again sooner or later there. So I'll say 73 to you, and we'll catch you down the log. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julie Lima.
All right, well, don't run off yet. I got another couple minutes here in the car, but I'm going to ask you, how's the health? You keeping on top of things, keeping that sugar under control? You doing good?
Yes, Donna. It took me to go to another doctor to do it, though, you know, because when I was going to Henry Ford, they just seemed like they didn't know what, you know, when I was going to Henry Ford, I had to report there, and, you know, and it's just like assembly line. The doctor don't know me unless they get on the computer, and they look through there, and all of a sudden they check me out. They say, oh, you're doing terrible with this. You better find out why your sugar is up there, because you're going to be losing limbs, you're going to turn blind, you're going to this, that, and everything like that. And I'm saying, well, dang, I'm doing what y'all tell me to do. So I decided to take my insurance advice and get me a primary doctor or something like that. So my lady friend, she had me to go to her doctor, and he's got me on the right track now. I like that, you know. I mean, just as long as I don't, you know, I can eat fruits and stuff, because, you know, I'm addicted to, sugar and stuff like that, but I got away from the candy, cookies, and all that stuff. So if I want something sweet, I'll get a fruit or something like that there. Roger.
Yeah, well, I'm suffering from it too, so I feel for you. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. There's just no way around it. But your doctor's right. You know, if you don't get it under control, it can do a whole slew of nasty things, including, you know, blindness and loss of limbs, like you say. So, all right, well, I'm glad to hear you got some, you know, direction on that, and you're moving in the right direction. I'm kind of just starting to get back serious again. I let it get a little out of control, and I do got to get back on track. And I'm gonna get back on the bike, because you know, it's diet for me. It's a it's a multi-point thing. It's diet, exercise, and medication, you know, so I don't think I can do any one. And so, all right, Jay, unless there's anything else, I am about two blocks from the house, and I'm going to focus on getting in. NAWJL from W8FU, after yours.
Okay, Sean. Well, I'll tell you what, one thing to make me feel good, and I don't know if you're interested in doing that, but I laid off the red meat. I eat maybe a little red meat, and when I do, I eat maybe a lamb or something like that. I try to stay away from that. I eat catfish, piccolo, walleye fish. I love all kind of fish and stuff like that. So that's what I've been eating, with my dinner, and it seems like it's helping out, keeping my weight down and everything. Because as soon as I eat red meat and stuff, it blows me up. So with that, Sean, we'll catch you another time. And I'm sort of hurt that we lost our friend John, because I really miss him. He just give me good advice about everything, man. And if I go there, it's just I don't know what to say when I don't see him there. All right, man. 73s and AWGL.
Although the red meat thing, I don't know, boy, that'd be tough for me. I just left dinner with a bunch of the ham buddies, and we went to Steakhouse 22 in Shelby. Had myself a ribeye. I don't know. I'd have a hard time giving up the red meat. And Don was very patient and generous with his time, and so he helped more than a few people. I'll catch you. W8FU.
Roger. Well, Sean, I'm not giving up red meat completely. I just try to not eat so much of it, you know. I mean, meat is protein and stuff like that, but it's just I try not to eat too much of it. Yeah. I substitute fish for it. Maybe chicken. Maybe a little bit of chicken, too. So, 73s with that, and I'll talk with you later. Bye-bye.
Check 1-2, 1-2. That's 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2.
Terry, have a good one. Talk to you later. NAWOT.
Yeah, I'm going to go in the house. It'll be you.